We are up to Tofrei Shlamin Aleph. There's more Dinei Schach. Sukkah she chamasa v'tzilasa shavim yilamala psula. There's a din. The sukkah has to be tzilasa v'uvim yichamasa. It has to be that the shade is more than the sun in the sukkah. Now there's a couple different the way the Shulchan Aruch starts here, Shittas Rashi, is that if it's shavim milamala, if they're exactly equal, I mean, if you go ahead and you measure out on top, you know, let's say you had, you know, beams or whatever it is, you measure out exactly that it's exactly even between the schach and the space, and that's psula. Fishachar mispashetas birichuka. Since the sun spreads out further away, v'yeh lamata chamasa b'mitzilasa. I did a few experiments actually, but it'd be hard to see. If you take a pinhole and you shine light into it, you'll see on the other side it turns bigger. If anyone, so they do by the way, no one saw the eclipse. So one of the ways to view it was to make a little pinhole, and then it comes up like a little, you know, it was like a little sun, whatever, on the other side. So too by the tzel, if whatever space is on top, the rays, sun rays will go further, and down on the bottom it's going to be chamasa meruba. Well, im chamasa v'tzilasa shavim milamata ksheira. But if you see that the shade on the bottom is even, so even though it's not tzilasa meruba, since it indicates that the schach is kosher because the schach is tzilasa meruba. The issue is if it's even, so then we don't consider even as being tzilas, it's not tzilas meruba on top, and it's chamasa on the bottom, so that doesn't work. But if in the bottom it's even, it means on top there's more tzel. And this is Shitas Rashi. Other Rishonim, the Rambam, understand that the whole issue of if it's shavim milamala is the shaila of paritz ka'omid, the shaila whether it's, you know, whether we say paritz ka'omid or not. It seems to be the way I understand it, a couple ways how to look at the schach. Do we look at the fact that you're under, you have to be sitting under, kilo the schach is a they have a din of a mechitza, just like you have four walls. So the schach also you have as a din of a mechitza, and you have to be sitting under a proper, you know, enough of a mechitza that it's that, you know, between you and the shemesh, that's considered a roof. Rashi seems to understand that's not because you're sitting under. Way I understand it, not only because you're sitting under, a mechitza. It's that you're sitting under the shade. The shade, the point of the schach is to create shade. So that you look at the bottom, the point is what you're sitting under the shade. Is it shady enough where you're sitting in the bottom? So that's why you look at it. If it's even, it's not going to be shady enough. Whereas the Rambam, as other think Tosfos also, the point is if you're looking at the top, you know, is there enough schach? In economic, we even going to Rashi, yes, there's enough schach, but the point is that the schach is defined by how much shade there is. So therefore, that depends.
that's the Shulchan Aruch goes with the general Rav Yishenim, which is that you have to see how much sale there is lamata. Beis, im beroiv mimena tzilasa meruba. Let's say most of the sukkah, it's tzilasa meruba. Oh, one more nakuda is how do you judge tzilasa meruba or not? Well, we'll see later on. The Ramah says by the case of sukkah meduvleles that you judge it according to the sun in the middle of the sky, not from an angle. It happened to me before or whatever that. And you put up your schach. Not about the bamboo sticks, but it's more common actually by the palm branches wherever you have them, LA or to several different places, I'm sure Miami. where it seems like it's okay, you put enough, and then suddenly you look at the way the sun shines through and the shade, and you see that, oh, it looks like there's came out no, it looks like there's so much more sun, and you keep on adding more and that whatever. But the point is that it has to be, you're judging it is by looking at the sun at 12 o'clock, the sun straight up in the sky shining down. That's how you judge it. Sometimes, and I think Rav Yehuda points this out, sometimes if the sun's at an angle, so you're going to have different angles of the schach, and it's different, different levels and things, and the sun just might shine through, gaps going from the side much more than going from on top, so it really just depends on what the shade is at 12 o'clock, not at 4, at 5 o'clock. Beis, in Berov Mimena Tzilasim Aruba, Shnei Mashurim, Vamiyut Mimena Chamasim Aruba Mashu, if most of the sukkah is roiv, it's a little bit roiv, and shavuot is psula, but it's a touch more than roiv. And there are spots in the sukkah where it's chamasa meruba. But inyan can start if yachad achama v'atzel shakol the sukkah yetzilasa meruba mechamasa mashuhu shera. And it's kosher. You go ahead and you take the whole. Sukkah, and you see, well, there's a patch over here which is sunnier, and a patch over here which is shadier, and whatever. So that's considered selasa meruba because it's batal barov tzel. Hagavi yesh machmirin. The Ramah says yesh machmirin sukkah gdoila. Yesh machim shiva shiva shachamasa meruba. There are those machmirin that if there's a place in a big sukkah which is chamasa meruba, v'pishu v'tzir of kol a sukkah havi hatzel meruba. Even though the tier of the whole sukkah is tzel meruba, then that spot is a problem. It doesn't mean the whole sukkah is puzzled. That's not what the Ramah means. It's not the but the way the Mishavura explained, the Macharonim explained, is what the Ramah, the Chumra of the Ramah, is that spot is puzzled. Meaning that shiva al shiva, you should not sit under that spot where it's chamas meruba. The obviously if it's sukkah ketana shiva, that's the case for in sefal of yudanin about whether there's enough tzel. So the Chaber explains. So according to the way the Ramah understands the Shulchan Aruch is that we're talking about sukkah ketana. Could be also a sukkah gedola, but the Ramah is masking a sukkah ketana. That if there's different little spots in the sukkah ketana, you mitzarif the whole thing. But the sukkah gedola, for example, I once was in the, many years ago, I was in the, I'm sure other sukkahs was in the Bava Ver sukkah in Brooklyn. And the thing, it took me like 5 minutes or 10 minutes to walk from one end to the other. It was, a sukkah gedola. I don't know how they sit and judged, tzlasa meruba, I don't know, whatever, but okupanim. If you had a spot where it was a little more sunny, so you shouldn't sit there. Whatever. Akhupanim. So that's the chumrah of the Ramah. That's considered the schach pasul over there. Gimel, derech hasichuch lios kal kedei shiyiru imeno kochavim. This is a bit of a misunderstood halacha. Derech hasichuch lios kal. It should be light enough or thin enough, kadeshi yuvu minimal kachavi, you could hagadoilin, you should be able to see bright stars. Haisa ma'uba can mean bias if it's thick, like let's say you have a if you go to someone has a hut, right, and it's a thatched roof, so it's going to be like that, it's going to be very thick, thatch, so that rain doesn't get in, things like that. However, we'll get to the rain part. However, even though you can't see stars, it is kosher. So, what does this mean about seeing? What's this thing about seeing the stars? So, first of all, it's a bit of a machlokes about we're talking about koch. It's also gemara. Also, kochavim gedolim. Does it mean like big stars, like the planets or whatever the bright stars, or does it mean koch v'shemesh? Does it mean spots of sunlight? And there are many shittos who hold that we're talking about spots of sunlight. So even if you can't see, everything makbet, oh, but I have to look and see. Can I see it? Can I see the, take a star map out, whatever. Let's see the star. Yeah. So some say, if as long as you see in one spot, you can see, technically see the stars. It's fine.
Again, there are many shittas who hold talking about the sun, like from the sunlight. You can see spots of sunlight, which most sukkahs you can see that. But in a case of, let's say, sometimes it happens, if you have a sukkah mat, kindness, whatever, and you put two on top, two overlapping, you know, whatever, in that spot where it overlaps, you're not going to see stars so well. It's also kosher. It could be in the chachila because it's better that you. It is a sukkah which is tzalasa beruva mechamasa. It's tzalasa. It's puzzle. So if you have a suffix in that, add extra schach. Don't be choshish for the star. As long as maybe you leave one spot of it open, you can see a star from there. You know, that's fine. What is puzzle is with a thick schach as if rain doesn't get in. If rain can't get in, then that makes it like it's called a tikra. It's called like a tikra, it's came bias and yesh lahachmir because gzeiras bias. It's just you're gonna make it. What's gzeiras bias? Is that you're a person's gonna say, what's the difference between you know this sukkah and my house? So I'll just stay in my house. It's confusion. You know, there's wood up there also. You know, whatever. So it becomes gzeiras bias. It's also. So what does it mean that rain? You know, what's pshat? The rain doesn't go in. Is that rain really doesn't go in? If rain, even though it takes like you know, takes a little bit of time, it drips on the tzchach and slowly wakes its way through, and it drips down. Not that you know. So then that is also fine. It doesn't have to like go straight through onto you know. As long as it makes its way through and drips enough, it's going to go ahead and fall in your soup. So that is considered fine. So therefore, putting enough tzchach is number one is important. You know, that's number one. The other thing is, the chachila, if you can set it up in a way that you could see, you know, see the stars, and it's tzilosa meruba, that's great. But the chupanin is, you know, there's what obviously even if you can't, it's kosher. And even if it's a bit thick, as long as rain gets through, it's also, you know, it's also fine. Dalit hayakisui dak ma'od. If you put a very thin layer of tzchach sheishba. Avir harbe, that there is a lot of space, but there's no air, there's no avir, three tfachim in one area. Because we say that if there's less than three, we say it's lavud between the schach, and it's considered one big schach, and therefore, as long as it's less than meruba, it's kshera. Well, you can sit if it's a.
Three tefachim by how much? Which is three tefachim.
So
gap.
A gap of three tefachim.
But how wide?
Well, no, a gap. Let's say you're talking about the you have six, so you have whatever. So you're talking about a gap of three tefachim. If you use palm branches, nagid, and you know, let's say, and it's going to be like there are different patches. So still, if it's three tefachim in any patch, it separates this chach from the other. Even any direction, it doesn't make a difference. So it's not 3x3. It's we'll see by schach puzzles, dala dala. By over, it just has to be three in any direction because that separates the schach. hay is a bit more complex. Hay is talking about the din of what's called chobot rami. Is that we're going to see the case of haya asikuch beduvla pirush bevuval. The schach is not the same level. Now, in general, right? If you're throwing branches on top and things or whatever, you're going to have different levels of schach. Here, let's say in the simple cases we're talking about. Let's say you have using pieces of wood, and there's different levels. One's up, one's down, one's up, or even one spot. There's one tzchach up, one tzchach down. You know that's how it happens to be set up. So we say that it's kosher. That's kosher. That is kosher because we say an idea of chobot rami that we look at it ki'ilu the top layer and the bottom layer become level, even though it isn't. But that's a lachum shmi Sinai that we look at them as if it's one whole tzchach. Whether it's because it's the tzail is all one thing, or whether it's a din in a certain mechitzas, it also we say it by Eruvin. Also, we say that in the case of a of a
of a kaira, which is up, which is up. We say it's a bent up or something. We look at a kilo, it's straight. There's different situations where we say that kilo, it's straight. However, the tnai by sukkah is levad shloye bein ha'oila ve'yared shushu tfachim. As long as there's not three tfachim in between, so that would be a problem. Now we're going to get the question of the spacing in between the upper one and the bottom one. So obviously, if the top one's like three tefachim away, so that makes it like two schach. You don't say chal but rami. However, because then you're also using lavud and chal but rami, we'll see is an issue. If the top one is thicker, is wider than a tefach, even if it is higher than gimel tefachim, we still say chabot rami. It's really the first case is really more just a simple case of lavud, and it's all one tzchach. This is more the din of chabot rami. That if it's more than a tefach wide, if we say it's ki'ilu, it went down to the bottom. Nagav is fast zehayored, and it's touching. It fills in the gap. Vehu she mechuvah neged fast hayored. It has to be exactly. It has to be that it's mechuvah, that it's exact. That it's exactly. You measure it. There's a gap of a tefach and a half, and this being that on top is a tefach and a half, and it has to fill in the gap completely. That's the orange. We can say chabot rami that we look at a kilo. It's down at the bottom, and this is the shitas harambam that it has to be exactly the same. We'll see, as opposed to if there's more of here on the side, but if it's it has to be exactly the same, then or some say even if it's some say it has to be exactly the same because they did chabot rami, it has to fit like a puzzle. There are others that say that even if the top is wider than the whole problem is if it's shorter than the gap, if it's smaller than the gap, but if it's wider than the gap, then there's a lot of poskim say that's also fine. It doesn't have to fit. It doesn't have to fit exactly in the middle. The reason why it has to be there's a tefach. The az ksheira, then it's kosher. Filu chamasa meruba, even if in that spot it's chamasa meruba, sheheyat sel meruba kishacham ve'emtza harakia. It has to be that even though, again, the cases where the schach is up higher, so even though if you have a sun's coming at an angle, it's going to shine right through. But the question is from above. If the sun shines straight from above, everything's gonna be full. It's gonna be straight shade. So that the Ramah says that's how you judge it, and that is good enough. Now the question is if the machlokes is about whether the beam of wood is thinner, than the space. The problem is there were different understanding. They quote Reb Chaim. In Chaim Halevi, Al Rambam says the pshat is that if there's the things you don't say lavud and chabot rami together. So therefore, even if there's a little gap of bashuv of space between the two beams, so usually you just say okay lavud, what's the big deal? But if you're saying chabot rami already, you don't say lavud. So therefore, if there's a space, it's mafsik the schach. And therefore you can't consider, let's say it's a space straight across the sukkah, you've just split the schach in half, even if it's a teeny little space, because you don't say both. and of course, some say that if it's wider, it doesn't have to fit exactly, because some understand me, the Rambam is mechuvan exactly, maybe it's a deal of P of Yorei V'Saisim, and there's different understanding, that's what makes it into like one big thing. But Al Kupani in the Pashas, even if it's wider, it's fine. It shouldn't be thinner. Let's say you have
you have a schach sticking out from behind the wall of your sukkah. Kigun shachari doifin and tzai bolting kanim in a schach. There's different. There's enough schach sticking out that it goes out zayin tefachim. Yesh behem hechsher sukkah v'tzilasa meruba mechamasa v'shalosh tefano. So let's say you have some. Let's say you have some walls sticking out. You know, from the. Like you didn't set up the exactly. You just some walls sticking out from the center one. Shira, then it's kosher. Avapisha, hadoifin and tzay lo nasa b'shvilam. Even though that you didn't want that sukkah there, the chachila, that wasn't your kavana, shul ikra sukkah shul lefnim imenu, but there's no dinner lishma, and the sukkah, even if there's memela sukkah, well, the schach has to be lishma. But the walls and things, if you end up in a place where it turns out there's walls, and you just throw schach on top, that's fine. Even if the wall was the wall of a house, wall of this, it wasn't there, the chachila, that's fine. Even, and even if, in the Chiddush here, even if the schach was for the other one, as long as there's three walls and schach kosher, you're fine. Zayin v'chein akani aboltim in the schach letzad aparutz. If you have, let's say, you have three walls and there's schach sticking out from the front, v'doifin echad nimshach imayim, and your walls aren't even, but it's there's one wall goes all the way out with the schach. I guess as I say, to support the schach. Avapisha also doifin al tzadim yeser al shiva. Even though, the other side is more than shiva, you're trying to make a big sukkah, right? And your kavana was to go ahead and to make long walls. So you say, well, therefore, this wall, even though it connects to the schach, you shouldn't. You see that it's not really part of the sukkah because your sukkah ends. It goes out over here. Your sukkah ends here because you want it to have long walls, not shiva. So you can't sit underneath there. Okay, the tzir is like this. The tzir is like this. You have a sukkah here, and you have the schach on top, and the schach is sticking out over the open space. Three walls, and the schach is sticking out over the open space, and there's one wall out to here, and this wall is short. Now the question is, can you sit under here, and is it kosher to sit under here? So you say it only has one wall. The chiddush is it's okay because it's considered a hemshich of the sukkah. Let me finish the Shulchan Aruch and explain a little bit more. V'doifen echad shenimshachim v'kanim shel schach eino min ha'sukkah l'fnei asma oimeid. You don't say that wall is just is extra. It's kilo. It's not attached to the sukkah. Nimtosh she'eino ela doifen echad shudoifen ha'nimshach. Afil ha'chik sheira. That part is kosher to sit under because we say that it's a hemshach of the sukkah. As long as there's another wall sticking out, it's a hemshach of the sukkah. And we don't say it got cut off over here. And but because the chiddush here that Shulchan Aruch is pointing out is we don't say that. Well, let's see. His kavana was to go ahead and to make a long sukkah. So from the schach part sticking out, you see it just sticks out a little bit. Sheva tefachim. That part is, we don't that makshiv that part, because really the sukkah ends here, because he was making a large sukkah. So he didn't mean for that part, he didn't mean for that wall to be part of the sukkah, so you can't sit there. Afapikem, we say that his kavanah doesn't make a difference. You don't need walls lishma, and if there's a wall, and there's a sukkah that's connected to three walls, that's enough. The schach is there, the walls are there, it doesn't make a difference, it's kavanah. For the walls. I think we'll stop here. It's all complicated. The next thing is also complete.